7th. Therefore, since it still remains for some to enter in that rest, and since those who formerly had the good news proclaimed to them did not go in because of their disobedience, God again set a certain day called today. Here, in verse 6, the author mentioned that the God promised the Israelites to the new generation of Israelites who can enter in the promised land. However, the old generation cannot enter in the promised land because they are sinful and unbelieving heart. So I would like to emphasize here again, this is a temporal rest on the earth. So here, those Israelites will not be suffered from their enemies. But here, the author of Book of Hebrews, the author would like to prefigure the eternal rest in the heaven. So let's continue in verse 7. God again set a certain day, calling it today. This he did not what a long time later he spoke through David, as in the passage already quoted, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. So if you read the Hebrews carefully, you can see that the author continually to emphasize the importance of our hearts. Our heart is very important, and we cannot do not harden our heart. So we need to pray to the God that to keep our hearts, as the proverb says. And so may the Lord help us to keep our hearts in humble, but not to be hardened, to keep us always be in the presence of God. And okay, we can see the chapter 3, verses 8, 10, and 12, that there are three problems of our hearts, and we should be, do not harden your hearts. The hearts are always going astray, and the sinful and unbelieving heart. So we can see the problem hearts of the Israels are very serious. So we can see that the human heart always go astray and be hardened and sinful, and a refusal to believe the word of God. So how to solve it? Here we can see that in verses 11, let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest so that no one will perish by following their example of disobedience. So we must try our best and make every effort to enter that rest. So we know that the salvation cannot rely on ourselves at all. It doesn't mean like this. Our salvation is only relying on the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's not relying on the strength, the power of a human being. However, here the author of the book emphasizes the failure of the old Israelites. So today, brothers and sisters, we need to always remind to each other and pray to each other and care to each other, so that to carry that our congregation has all kinds of needs. Some are sick, some have hardships in their family relationship. So we always need to care and help them, and let the whole church to following the God's words, following do God's commandment. So in this year, the theme of our church is make every effort to the Lord and love to each other. So we need to love our hearts by all our minds and our hearts and love to each other. So how can we start to love each other? So we can start from prayer and to understand the detailed needs of each brother and sisters. For example, someone needs some others to provide meals to them, and the sisters will organize for helping them. So here I would like to emphasize that faith is very important. If you do not make progress through faith, you will set back. I would like to give an example about the churches, not only our church, but also other local churches during the last 2 years because of a pandemic. So this is a test for us about our faith during the pandemic. We can see that some brothers and sisters have problem of the relationship have relationship with the Lord because of pandemic. For example, some brothers and sisters will have an excuse. Even now, the pandemic is not so serious. However, we can see that some brothers and sisters still have like an excuse for coming back to the Lord. So that reflects if he value the relationship with God or not. If an individual value his relationship with this Lord, he would come to the church and he won't be late for the church. So here, I would like to remind that our Sunday service starts 9:45, but I encourage you to come a little earlier, and maybe like 9:20, and you can help to be usher to host other brothers and sisters, and cooking coffee for congregations. And for example, like our brother Edward, he cooked the coffee for brothers and sisters. So your performance reflects your worldview and your perspective for your relationship with the Lord. So the pandemic is also a kind of a test to test our attitude to our relationship to the Lord. So here we can see that the author of the book of Hebrew persuades his readers earnestly that the faith should be stand firm forever. And here, I would like to let you think about our circumstances in the United States here. So have you ever heard one day the brothers and sisters in the United States being persecuted? Don't take it granted that it wouldn't happen in the U.S. We don't know, but just to think about the book of Revelation. So if one day that the persecution happened in the United States, what would you do? Would you deny the Lord Jesus Christ? Or you're make a reservation that, make a decision that you will stand firm with the Lord. So your faith will be tested in a serious situation. Brothers and sisters, this is not kidding. Brothers and sisters, you need to think about if you have a strong faith in you, if you feel it's not strong enough, you will think about how to strengthen your faith in the Lord. So it is very important to practice in your daily life. So we would like to mention that the faith enhances through four more. Please pray more, read the Bible more, serve more, and encourage brothers and sisters through fellowship more. Well, actually, I think you have heard them a lot, but you need to do these things more. You need to let the Lord sit in your heart, and like Paul, that to cry out that the Lord is my Lord, He is my Lord from morning and to evening. He is my Lord, and I am His servant. So this attitude will help us, you and me, to stand firm no matter under persecution or in hardships like a sickness or some other difficulties. May the Lord help us. And also, I would like to clarify a misunderstanding when many people read the book of Hebrew. So, will your salvation be lost? Your salvation will never lost. So, anyone who has a true repentance in the Lord, his salvation will never last. The scriptures assure us that we belong to the Christ. We have been belong to the Christ, and we will never lost. I would also like to clarify that sometimes we will be weak, including the ministers. So sometimes maybe you have a difficulties in your daily life, and you are in a very bad mood. So we can understand that you have ebb and flows of your faith. And so sometimes you are really serious about the Lord, but sometimes you will feel very weak in your life. So everybody will be like this. So, for example, Elijah in the Old Testament, so how brave he was, and how he brave he killed those false teachers. However, when he heard that the Jezebel is going to kill him, so he became weak. And so we can see that the people like Elijah have sometimes strength, but sometimes very weak. So we can see that the ebb and flow of faith, like our spiritual life, waxes and wanes, but our salvation will never last. This is a main point that the Hebrews remind us. So, brothers and sisters, we like to keep a healthy living style. We would like to do exercises every day and eating healthy food. Similarly, our spiritual life also need to grow. So the faith is very important for our growth of our spiritual life. So here in here in the book of Hebrew, there's a one important thing to mention, that somebody who has tasted the heavenly gift of the Lord might not have decided to trust in the Lord. Let's think about those Israelites in the Old Testament. For example, in the book of Exodus, those Israelites to go through away the Red Sea, and also they experience God's blessing of the manna from the heaven, and also they drank the water from the rock. So how many heavenly gifts those Israel have tasted? So they should believe in God, right? However, that's not true, in fact. So you can see that the old Israel always complained this and complained that, and say, why Moses, why did you lead us in the wilderness? Why shouldn't you let us stay in Egypt? At least we will have some great things such as leek to eat. So you can see that the old Israelites, they have tasted the Lord's grace many times, but it doesn't mean that they have decided to trust in the Lord seriously. Here, the Hebrews reminds us, let's think about today. Let's think about today in our church. If there is someone here in a church for 5 or even 10 years, but does he really believe in God? So it is important to see that if he has has faith shared and obedient with what the Lord commanded, if he really willing to repent it, because he's a sinner and need to take Jesus as his savior. If he really accepted Jesus as his savior, he will never lose. So the book of Hebrews reminds us again and again. And let's see the verses 12 to 13 together. For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. So you may deceive somebody else, but you cannot deceive God. God knows everything clearly because he is the Lord who created you. We'll be so clear in front of God's presence. So we must fear of God even before we say something or I do something. So should I facing God? If I cannot facing God, please stop. Do not go on sinning. Those who sinning, why they will sin? Because after they see the temptation of eyes, the temptation is so great, and in his mind, he began to do something, say something to sin because of the temptation. Even including David, the King David, so you can see that when he was a success, he overslept and saw a beauty who take a bath, and then after he saw her, he forgot he should be afraid of God. So at that moment, at that moment, David chose to keeping watching. And so the temptation became bigger and bigger. So he asked his servant to let the Bathsheba to go to his palace. So I don't need to mention the later, the aftermath. At each Christian falls and sin because we fall in front of the temptation when we lack of a fear of God. Nobody dare to say that we will never fall. So we must be very careful and always pray to ourselves that to keep us from the temptation. The temptation of Satan is very terrible, and we need pray to God. And let's read Hebrews again. And Hebrews reminds us that God's word is so important to us because God's word is powerful. It's not only white papers and the black letters on the paper, but God's words will enter into our hearts, and no matter exhort or remind or encourage us in all different ways and change our lives and change the old self. There is a thousand Christians experience the wonderful of God's words. So in verses 13, it reminds that nothing is hidden from God's sight. So every morning we should pray to the Lord to keep us to and live in a holy life every day. So how do you think about your daily life? Is there something that you can make some improvement? And do you have some bad habits? And would you like to make decision to improve? And because James reminds us that we should not only listen to the word of God, but also do what God commands us. And we also need to pray that let God always enlighten us. And do you always feel peaceful in your heart, or do you always anxious for many things in your daily life? Do you longing for the word of God? Do you believe in God's words and this 100% and always trust his promise? Do I 100% willing to obedience to the Lord? So my praise, my pastors and the older generation of ministries always taught us that we should pray to the Lord that we would like to obedient to the Lord 100%, no matter if the result is what we prayed or in another way. So let's see verses 14 to 17. So in verses 14, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of
grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time. And the high priest in Jewish belief is the one who prayed to the Lord. So you can see that the Jesus Christ is the greater highest priest who prays for us every day by the side of the heavenly God, and he cares about you and me every day, and he prays for us in heaven every day. So you can see that Lord Jesus has came to this world as a human, and he experienced the human experience, but he did not sin. So why the author mentioned this? Because Jesus experienced in this world as a human. Here, there is a theology named John Forrest in the last century. In one of his books, he writes that one day when he came home and he found his daughter is weeping and very sad by the side of the radio. So what happened? Because the Japanese bombed the city of Guangzhou, and also the Japanese army has troops in Guangzhou, and the Guangzhou was lost. And many people heard about the news. They just feel little regret. However, why the daughter of John is so sad? Because she was born in Guangzhou, and she grew up and spent her childhood in Guangzhou. So she has a family and so many friends in her childhood in Guangzhou. So when she heard the loss in Guangzhou, so she feels so miserable. This helps us to understand that Jesus Christ experienced all kinds of feelings in this world. He feels the same way. Lord Jesus Christ knows all our difficulties and pains because he suffered and endures all our pains. So he can understand us and the sympathy with us because he feels the same way. So now he ascended in the heaven. However, he went is on the earth and feels the same way because he experienced all our pains when he was on the earth. So here we can see that the internal high priest gave us the grace. And Hebrews emphasizes that we can approach God's throne without a fear, and we do not need to be afraid of or feel shy or feel worried, but just to approach God's throne and to receive Lord's grace and help and his peace and rest. So brothers and sisters, let's think about the earth today we live, and there are so many big and small tragedies in our daily life, and there are three things in our daily life: busy, astray, and blind. So what a pity. We have only one way to enter in the true rest, that is to accept Jesus Christ and build an intimacy relationship with the Lord. and study his truth and memorize his words. So here are three highlights of entering his rest. So number one, drawing near to the Lord every day. And second, learn the way of the Lord with all your heart. And thirdly, do the word of the Lord every day. So every day, practice these things in our daily life, and your faith will become sensitive, and you will understand the truth of God better. And the Lord of our Lord is a true God, and it's a living God, and no matter what hard the circumstances is, but we will enter his true peace. And here I would like to announce two things. In the southeast of Asia, there were two conferences invited me recently, and I can attend only one of them, and they would like to ask me to lead the youth fellowship. Why they contact me and ask my help? Because they saw our YouTube videos, and they after they watch these videos, and they ask me to lead their youth fellowship. So you can see that every day, Brother Jack and I make these YouTube videos seriously, and you can see that the seekers' hearts are opened after they watch these videos. And also, brothers and sisters need to be encouraged by these YouTube videos, and brothers and sisters need to take action, but not just be there still there. So we need to take action. And thank you, Lord. And let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, help us be in stand of your faith. We trust your promise 100%. So that we can enter in your true rest. Lord, help us and enhance our faith and enlarge our heart and add our hope. Help us to prepare the days, and we know that your second coming is near. We pray that your Holy Spirit revive your church. Help us to build your church according to your will. Help the Louisville Chinese Christian Church to be your golden lampstand. And light for the Lord in the darkness age. And win souls for the Lord. And all the glorious to be the Lord. And we pray and are thankful in Jesus' name. Amen.